Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nagbabalik tayo sa Love Down Under dito pa rin sa SBS Filipino at kasama niyo ako Edenel Magtibay with Papa Dan. And kanina, atin pong pinag-uusapan ang love story ng aming mga guest na si Craig and Tess. So naikwento na nila sa atin paano nga ba sila nagkakilala, ano yung mga moments nila together during their first date at napag-alaman natin na malaki talaga yung role na ginumpanan ng pagkain sa kanila sa simula't simula pa lamang. Di ba, Papa Dan?
Very memorable ang kanilang first meeting. Wala pa ako narinig sa first date na may dalang baon para sa date. Wala pa talaga. Parang medyo, ebon ko, ang interesting lang. So, ayun, tama ka, Edina, no? Very interesting ang kanilang kwento. Talagang umikot dyan. Pagkain, agad, unang meeting, involved na agad si food sa kanila.
Oo, and Papa Dan, alam mo ba, sabi nila, maraming mga babae ang mas attracted sa mga lalaki na marunong magluto. Ayan, dahil according sa isang vlog na ating mga nabasa, no, pinapakita daw kasi kung marunong magluto ang isang lalaki, they are like matured and independent. So it means that they can definitely cook something for themselves and they don't have to wait for anyone to do a meal for them. So very responsible daw itong mga lalaki na marunong magluto. Is that true, Tess?
That is so true.
Speaking of,
when we first chatted, nung umpisa pa lang, I asked Craig what he was doing and he was saying he's watching a show in TV. And when he said he's watching a Jamie Oliver show, and I said, jackpot to.
Wow. Jackpot talaga.
Jackpot talaga.
Because in my past relationship, I always all do the cooking, which I don't mind. Wow. I love cooking and baking. But when I found out that Craig has interest in food and found out later on that he's even good in cooking, that was a plus.
So, is it really a plus? Kasi sa inyo, katulad nung sinabi mo, no, dun sa na-research mo, no, Edinel, it appears na parang may dating talaga kapag yung guy, kunyari, nagluluto, di ba, and all. Is it really a, like, parang ano, requirement ba, or?
For me, I think it's a bonus. The guy has to be like good looking.
Yes. Non-negotiable.
has respect as well for the partner and communicate. I think that's a must. And cooking is just a bonus.
Wow, it's a big bonus. How about for you, Craig? What are the best traits or your non-negotiables in choosing a partner in life?
Definitely for me, because I've been married before, and it didn't end very well, even though it was quite, you know, it was good at the start. But respect for me is one of the biggest things. I just think that if you can't respect each other, then nothing else grows from that. So, you can't love each other the way you should if you can't respect each other. You can't communicate if you can't respect each other. You can't enjoy each other if you can't respect each other. So that's definitely the thing that I look for, and it's something that I'd been craving for a while. And to meet Tess was just, a dream come true. We've sort of been together now for over three and a half years or so, but she just feels like she's been in my life forever. So I can't really see my life without her. So let's hope she sticks around.
That's so sweet, Craig. But do you think cooking skills is also a must?
I have a really big interest in food, not just eating. I enjoy watching people cook. I enjoy, obviously, trying different nationality dishes. I grew up in Clayton, Melbourne, It was quite a multicultural neighborhood, and thank God it was, because my parents were just typical Australian cooks. They didn't really, you know, everything was cooked too much, and I didn't even like fish because it was always cooked too much. And now with Asian influences and Greek and Italian influences, I think that obviously changed my love for food and eating. And then obviously leaving home, having to fend for yourself. And I like to eat, and as I said, I like to eat tasty food. And I suppose that looking after yourself is where you sort of learn to cook. Yeah,
really good.
Just to make it interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
And see, now that you're both of you loves to cook, no, as what you have said, ano naman yung mga tests, ano yung mga itinuro mo sa kanya na dishes, Filipino dishes that Craig is learning from you?
When was it? Probably a few years ago, I invited him to go to a Filipino fiesta, and he tried sisig.
Uy.
And lechon, and that was the first, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was it.
All the porky pork.
And in our YouTube channel, he's been cooking. He's been starting cooking Filipino food too, like adobo, lechon kawali, and that adidas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you haven't checked it out yet, you can check that out.
I have a question, Tess.
Yes.
Sa'yo, when, syempre, with nag-Filipino food, no, Edinel, medyo mahirap i-explain. How do you explain to Craig, like, these are the ingredients, this
the process
is how you cook it?
Medyo
English ng konti, mapapalaban ka, nakakapagod in reality, no? But how do you go about that?
Yeah, because Craig said pilitik pa yung dila niya, so like his tongue is a bit twisted, so if he's having trouble saying the Tagalog words of certain things. And actually, he can count from 1 to 10.
Don't make me count.
From 1 to 10 in Tagalog. Every night I tell him to say it to me. And then we found Ninong Rai in YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we've been watching that, and he's been watching that and saying the words, because when Ninong Rai say it, he translated in English in his videos, and that's like a learning
and visual.
Yeah, learning process for Craig, and
So you're learning Tagalog at the same time while cooking Filipino food. That's really
okay,
awesome.
Pero sa'yo, Tess, with Aussie slang naman, you know, what are the things that you've learned? Like yung mga bago sa'yo, like ano yun? What are these Aussie slangs that you've learned from Craig?
So, because I've been here for a while, I know of Australian slang before, but I haven't really practicing it. Pero yung isang it's not a word slang, but it's like a Australian saying about like joking around or something like that. It says taking the piss.
Oh, okay.
And one night I was trying to outsmart Craig, and I say, are you taking a piss with me? taking a piss.
I have a quick question. Kasi nandiyan na tayo sa topic na yan, ano? Craig, can we ask you, are there any funny, unfortunate translations like that you didn't really get? It's like, you know, it's not the best thing to say or hear, or you didn't get it right, like Filipino to English. Yeah.
In the beginning.
Or your favorite words, like favorite Tagalog words.
Just one story in the beginning when I was learning just to say, hello, how are you? Kumusta?
Yeah.
And Tess replied, maburibo. And I didn't quite catch it, and I thought she said, "My booty's sore." what? And then she explained what she actually said to me, but we had a bit of a laugh about that one.
Yeah, it was so funny at the time, yeah.
Yeah, because it's always humorous when you're having this type of unfortunate translations with me as well, because my husband is Filipino-Australian and I'm also teaching him to speak Tagalog. Sometimes he's smelled my hair and said, bangus. I was thinking, is it bango or bangus? Yeah. So, oh yeah, that's one of our like unfortunate translation, but really, really funny because I'm thinking, is my hair smelling like a fish or is it really smelling good? Because bango and bangus is kind of confused about that.
So that's true.
I'm sure a lot of couples are relating to this, especially if you're not if you don't speak the same language. Yeah. At home. Sometimes it's frustrating, right? Pero I'm sure marami kayong naiisip na ways on how to communicate with each other.
And again, going back to that question and that topic now, working it out. We have Tess and Craig again on the line. Can we ask you, how do you guys work out like any arguments? Do you even fight? Like, and paano? Do you fight in Tagalog or in English? How do you settle?
We don't really fight. It's something that's very weird for me. We haven't really had a fight or a blow up. I think maybe we had a misunderstanding once, and Tess sort of went really quiet, and I didn't know how to handle it. And then we just came together, I guess, with touch and talking, and we don't. As I said, we don't. Apart from that, we haven't had a fight, so I'll let you know when it comes along.
So silent treatment, that's your strategy, Tess.
Smart, though. So when we have misunderstanding, I sometimes kept quiet. And, at the start of the relationship, that was happening. And then Craig kind of distance himself, and then when we're ready to talk to each other, we talk. We don't yell.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's one of the reasons why we get along together, because we know our spaces. Like we need spaces sometimes, and we don't. We don't lengthen the misunderstanding to...
Yeah, it's normally over fairly quickly.
Yeah. Mm. That's
also good that you give each other, like, time to cool down, and then you talk about it, and then, so okay. I'm sure maraming mga moments na ganyan sa mga interracial couple na nakaka-relate. But dito naman tayo dumako sa mga advice para sa mga sa mga kababayan natin o yung mga nakikinig sa atin na medyo nahihirapan pang i-navigate yung ganitong klase ng relationship. When it comes to flirting to each other, ayan na, para sa mga couples na katulad ninyo, do you also have your own, like, secret codes or love language?
We always say good morning and end up with I love yous in the morning and
so
at
sweet.
Night. And we always kiss each other in the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's...
I think we have a lot of touch and affection, holding hands, whether it's in public or even just sitting on the couch. We're very close like that. As I said, like whether we're in public or just at home, there's a lot of touch, I guess, holding hands, cuddle, kiss, just for no reason. You know what I mean? Like it's quite natural. It comes quite natural for us. So once again, it's as I said, something that I'd been craving a lot, and I think Tess had too. So we've just come together at the right time.
And alam mo ba, Edinel, they're also sharing their love and experience and love for each other and food through their YouTube channel and vlogs, diba? And can you tell us, like, brief na kwento dito, Tess, like, and Craig, you know, what's it about? What do you guys, for those who haven't seen a video of yours?
So originally we were watching a lot of travel vlogging videos, And we did have a trip to the Philippines planned prior to COVID destroying everything. So we were sort of planning on starting a channel and then going to the Philippines, and that sort of that would be the start of this sort of journey that with our vlogging. And then COVID hit and we thought, oh no, we've got this channel, what are we going to do? Because we were both locked at home. Even though we both continued to work, we were still locked at home. So we just turned to what we both loved, and that was food. So it became a food vlog more than anything, even though it was going to start out to be like a travel lifestyle channel. So it became more about food and cooking, and like we probably got 300 or so videos on there about cooking.
Oh, wow.
And not too much about traveling. So we're starting to sort of move a bit more now. We're back into normal life. And we hope to get another trip planned to the Philippines soon. But, that'll come around hopefully, sort of when we can. But, we like to obviously cook. And that, as I said, that was the basis of the start of the channel, even though that wasn't the original direction. we like to go camping and a bit of fishing and...
Yeah.
Yeah, just travelling around a bit. So we try and include a bit of everything, even if it's in the backyard with planting vegetables or whatever it might be. Tess loves to get the camera out. Sometimes I'm not a big fan, but Tess has got it out all the time. So she's always doing something.
Yeah, that's what I told Craig. It's a Filipino thing. If the camera is out, he knows that there's a video.
There's something coming up.
And we're looking forward to more videos, of course, to see some parts of your daily lives with each other. Syempre, mga nakakakilig moments, cooking, and yung sabi nyo nga, travel and outdoors. But please, Tess, invite mo muna yung ating mga kababayan para makita naman nila itong inyong mga pinaghirapan na videos.
Sa mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia, if wala kayong masyadong ginagawa or you want to check our channel, The Bite with Craig and Tess, we do cooking and, Craig does cooking mostly and I do baking, but I do cook as well sometimes. And you can see Craig tries to cook some Filipino dishes there. So hopefully you can check our channel out and subscribe and like our videos. And you can check out our Instagram as well with the same name, The Bite with Craig and Tess.
All right, and thank you so much, Craig and Tess, para sa pag-joining nyo sa amin sa isang oras ng masayang kwentuhan. And
thank
also,
you.
Papa Dan, salamat sa pagsama ngayong umaga.
Maraming salamat po sa inyo lahat. Thank you once again, Tess and Craig. Napakasaya ng ating kwentuhan. At sana sa susunod na linggo po ay makasama muli namin kayo dito sa isa na namang episode ng Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.